Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan, The Horn, streaming at ESPNAustin.com.
Hey, remember, coming up tomorrow on the show, B&E, very exciting. We will have Ricky Williams. Let me run this down real fast. This is pretty exciting. Tomorrow on the show, Ricky Williams in a Wednesday visit because of Thanksgiving. We'll be out at Schultz Garden for ESPN Austin College Game Day on Thursday, but Ricky will join us tomorrow at 5:30.
Yep.
He may actually join us out at Schultz Garden on Thursday.
Hopefully on Thursday. He's got some Longhorn Network stuff, but on his way over, he may come see us.
Also tomorrow on the show, just after 4 o'clock, the new athletics director at the University of Texas, Steve Patterson, will be with us. We'll have our first chance to chat with him. Obviously, we've got a lot of questions, so we'll talk with him. Be with us tomorrow, 4 o'clock. So Steve Patterson, 4 o'clock, 5:30 tomorrow, Ricky Williams.
And possibly McCad will join us tomorrow, McCad Brooks.
McCad Brooks, the Hollywood superstar and former underwear model. That's a pretty good rundown right there.
And I'm going to ask him, your underwear versus my hand modeling, what do you think?
Don't ask him that.
No, leave that one go.
No, please.
Okay.
Please, let's leave that alone.
All right.
Really beautiful.
We need to go
feet.
Over your.
Do you mind if I touch that? Wow, they're
yes,
like
exactly.
Really soft.
Exactly. So, Steve Patterson, Ricky Williams, McCad Brooks tomorrow. And also, I'm going to tell you, ESPN Austin College Game Day is going to be a lot of fun at Schultz Garden. You know, we'll be doing the show live from 3 to 6:30 up to the kick for Texas and Texas Tech. And we just got word that our friend Willie Braun, Reckless Kelly.
Yes.
They're doing the big show over at ACL Live at the Moody Theater on Friday night, the Braun Family Thanksgiving. With all the Braun family, he and his brothers
cool.
And his dad, they're going to come down and play a song for us at Schultz Garden while we're doing the show.
Really is
on
really?
Thursday,
the game?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. During Cowboys halftime.
Sweet.
Yeah. See, we're
a show of the people.
We are the show of the people.
We're for the people for
and,
sure.
And the reason we're at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse today is our friend Sal is the general manager here, and he's a great guy. But it is Movember, and Movember is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month.
Yep.
And Male Health Awareness Month, I believe. And excited to be joined here on the show by a big fan of the show, we have found out. But he's the good doctor, Dr. David Cuellar. Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, Doc.
You've been listening to this mess for a long time. Is that what we're hearing?
I've been listening to your show back when I first moved back to Austin 10 years ago. And then you guys, somehow that you guys got split up and
yeah,
went away. And
separated us from birth.
I went into deep depression. And then when you guys got back together, it's just it's a great – you guys are a great team.
Well, thank you for that.
Thank you, Doc.
Appreciate it. You know, we just asked if we could get a doctor. We didn't even say it's got to be a big fan of the show, but we appreciate
no.
that. Now, you know, you work over at Urology Austin.
That's right.
And so prostate cancer awareness and men's health is, you know, that's your trade. This month, the Movember, you know, we're having some fun with it today, the facial hair. How important is that and what we're doing today, what's going on to get the word out for men to get out and have themselves tested, do the screenings, the Movember movement?
It's really important. I don't know if you guys know the origin, but it started about 10 years ago in Australia. About 25 guys got together and started doing the mustache to raise money and raise awareness for men's health, and then it spread. So it's really not just here in the United States. It's all over the world. And it's caught on the last few years, become very popular, and it's great because when men grow out their mustache that don't normally have one, people ask them what's going on or what's wrong or why do you look like that, and they start talking about men's health issues, prostate cancer, testis cancer, and you know, mental health.
Now, along with those things that you're talking about, prostate cancer, men get breast cancer. Also, do they not, Doc? I mean,
that's true. That's extremely rare, but that's true. And the Movember is more about prostate and testis and mental health. But prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men. It does kill quite a few men. And really, a once a year check is fine. You don't need to get a weekly check like you've done. But
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just wanted to keep up with things. I thought if I'd go for 3 months in a row,
early detection is key.
I admire that. But I just want the people out there to know it's once a year a prostate exam and a blood test. And this type of cancer, if it's detected early, the cure rates are well over 90%. And if you let a year or two or three go by and undetected, it can be very difficult to cure.
Yeah, we have knucklehead friends that are hit 40 now that keep looking around waiting till they get to be my age before they get it done. I mean, it doesn't make any sense because it's harmless, but, you know, you want to be around for your kids, you want to be around for your friends.
That's right.
You need to go do that. You need to go get that done.
That's right. Once a year, starting at the age of 50, unless you're African American or you have a family history, and then it's age 40. And so just get checked by your urologist or your primary care doc once a year, and then you'll be safe.
So no problems. Primary care doctor can do it. You don't have to go to a specialist
That's right. Have
that done.
That's right.
Well, and am I wrong to say, I mean, it seems to me women are, I mean, the breast cancer awareness and the movement has been amazing. All the, you know, the pink through October and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But it seems to me, just in my observations, women are better at that anyway. They go and they go to the doctor and they get their check. And because we're talking about prostate cancer, but you're talking about the testicle cancer and checks and things like that. That's very important. Men are, I have to imagine, much worse than the women at keeping things up, keeping themselves, getting checked up.
We depend on the mothers, the sisters, the daughters to get the men in because they are bad about it. Prostate cancer afflicts more men than breast cancer afflicts women, so it's more common.
Yeah.
But why are we so stubborn? What's the deal?
I think it's just the way men are.
Just like that. It's just that simple.
I think so.
And it's crazy. Just wait around until you wait around until, I mean, as you said, you know, you go through this and you don't get it done, and 3 years later you find out, you know, you've got cancer, and all of a sudden now you've hurt the process. Instead of getting it done and treated and going about your business, now you've got some real problems.
And believe it or not, a lot of prostate cancers do not even need to be treated. They just need to be monitored. So it's unlike some cancers where they're all pretty aggressive and deadly. Quite a few of the prostate cancers, you can just watch. You don't even have to have treatment. But the ones that need treatment need to be treated, or you're gonna have problems.
Why is the movement not as hard as it is the way the women have done it? The way we have pink ribbons, and you know we go with the mustache and all that other stuff. But why aren't men more aggressive? And why is the campaign for men in this area not as hard press as women do it?
I'm not sure the reason. I just know that we're trying to change that.
No, I think that's important. Let me ask you this, because if we talk about prostate cancer, there is the stigma, the Dr. Jellyfinger stuff, which everybody jokes about. Tyler plays the Moon River. But it's a fairly simple process at the end of the day. I mean, it's a very important. But the testes checks are important, too. Let me ask you this. I know a good friend of mine had testicular cancer when he was a teenager. I've got a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old boy. Well, what age do you start getting your kids checked? They go to their routine physicals, but at what point is that important as well?
Really, age 20 to 35, that's when that cancer is more prevalent. So after 35, your risk is really low. So once you hit 18 to 20, you should be checking yourself once a month, and anything unusual, you know, ask your doctor about it.
Now, Doc, is there any signs that, I mean, you know, urinating more? Is there any signs that there's no signs there's whatsoever, huh?
No signs. Most of these things are they give you no signs until it's advanced and late.
So that's where the checks and the pre-screenings.
Yes.
You know, it's great stuff, great information. Dr. David Cuellar, proud graduate of the University of Texas. Glad to have him with us here over there at Urology Austin, the largest urology group in Austin. And they can get a hold of you if they want to, the folks listening out there.
Yeah, and you guys reach a lot of men, and I appreciate you bringing this to your show, because you reach a lot of men out there, and guys got to get checked.
Well, you know, it doesn't make me a bad person because I go that often, so I just want you to understand.
No, no.
It doesn't make me bad because I go to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to be preventative.
A little obsessive.
It's okay, yeah. Bucky. You're good.
Hey, yep. Didn't you want to ask him about your low problem?
Yeah, you know, Doc.
Your low T problem. I've heard about it.
You've heard about
radio.
My low T problem,
have,
right?
I have. It's not one of the topics for Movember. It's not at the forefront, but I'm going to try and get it up there. It is a problem. We can fix your low T or your low T's.
My low T's,
right.
Yes. I mean, if ladies can have a facial tuck behind the ears, then I can have the basic low T tuck, right? I can bring them on up where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, well, we can go into that more after the show, but we'll talk about that.
See?
I don't know if I want to do that surgery, though, man.
Because women also get the breast lift. They can get their saggy.
They get all kinds of good stuff done to them.
Their saggy T's lifted.
Yeah, I mean, you want to look good.
But no one sees your T's.
Says who? What are you talking about? Nobody sees it.
Well, have any of them been offended by this problem? Are you that?
But this didn't just start happening when I got to my latter stage. I was a young, low-T guy. I mean, you know what I mean?
That's really unusual, yeah.
And what I want to do is I want to rise
really
to the
unusual. I
want to bring them on up. Come on, moving on up. Let's go.
We're going to work with that.
All right.
So we're going to get the Jefferson's procedure.
The Jefferson's.
Bucky's.
Thank you very much.
In the near future with Dr. Cuellar. Dr. David Cuellar. With us from Urology Austin, thanks for him today. We wanted some expertise, and that's important. Movember started in Australia, the movement. Let's keep it going. and get out there and get yourself checked. Very, very important for the testes side of it. Boys, young boys, 15, what did you say, 15 to 35?
15 to 35, yeah.
15 to 35. And
now, these aren't exams, Doc. These aren't exams when young kids get ready to start playing football. These aren't the kind of tests they get.
Yeah, they do. They tend to check for that, for hernias and for things like that, yeah.
So they do get, kids that are athletic and all that stuff, that regular test that you get, that's a part of that test.
They're checking that, yeah.
There you go. Good.
Yeah.
That's great to hear.
Well, and we know right here in Austin, I mean, I'll mention this, our good friend Kevin Dunn, who's at the Longhorn Network, when he was in high school at Westlake, had this happen and had, you know, a testicular cancer. And Lance Armstrong, of course.
Sure.
We know his story all too much. And so get yourself checked. It's very important. Men are stubborn about it. I'm stubborn about it. I'll be the first to admit that. Doc, I'm going to come see. That's going to happen.
Seriously? Okay. Take Sean with you, please.
Sean Adams?
Yes.
Take Alex, I'll take Sean. With a buddy system.
You don't want me taking Alex to my doctor, though. He'll start getting used to it. You know what I mean? He'll be like me. He want to know if he can have a lollipop,
bedside
doc?
Bedside manner.
Here's a lollipop. You want to come back?
All right. Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, Doc. Appreciate it, man.
The good doctor with us here on B&E, live at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, giving us the information, giving you the information you need. Urology Austin is a great spot, the largest urology group here in town. 18 urologists for your needs. It's very important.